You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
Inside Ford's Quest to Build a New Kind of Supercar Engine by Jack Stewart. When the Ford GT won its class in the famously grueling 24 Hours of Le Mans endurance race last year, it wasn't just a celebration for the team which developed the all-new supercar, it was a relief. The victory in the GTE Pro class came 50 years after Ford's historic 1966 win with the GT40, when the American automaker proved, mostly to spite Ferrari, that it could dominate the track in Europe as well as the US. Marking the golden anniversary of that defining moment with anything less than first place would have been a letdown. But engineers took a huge gamble in the development of the all-new GT. They threw out the V8 engine, the kind of engine it rode to victory in the 1960s, which many believed is central to producing the kind of power necessary to win a race like Le Mans. Instead, they opted for the turbocharged V6 EcoBoost, best known for powering the company's F-150 pickup truck. Not exactly the same use case. That choice sent them on a mission to double the horsepower to an insane 647 from just 3.5 liters of displacement. What's critical for these performance engines is you have to get all the power out of them that you can, says Ben Peterson, a research engineer at Ford. But they couldn't stop there. They also had to make sure it could survive a full 24 hours on the track. They redesigned the way the engine breathed, using computer modeling software and 3D printing. They pushed key components to the limits of failure and beyond, and tested the result on the track and in super accurate simulators. This is the story of an engine that went from hauling hay to hauling ass.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. This was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.